For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Despite all the different opinions around the Chicago Bulls, one thing most people agree with is that the Chicago Bulls have a lot of guards on their roster. But I want to talk about why, despite all the guards that we have on the roster, it feels like that's the position where we have some of the biggest questions at. We're going to talk a little bit about that, plus the center position for present and future for the Chicago Bulls. And I'm going to talk about who is starting to become my favorite draft prospect for the Chicago Bulls, and that's Trey Johnson. We're going to get to all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Derek Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go to get into this content for today, y'all. And the Chicago Bulls, right? The Chicago Bulls and their guards, right? When you look at the roster for the Chicago Bulls, they have a gluttony of guards. Look at Josh Giddey, Lonzo Ball, Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu, Trey Jones, Kevin Herter, they play guard slash forward, right? You can even throw Dalen Terry into the mix of that. And that's not even counting guys like Javon Carter, Jameer Young, even though he's a G League player, so I don't really throw him in there. The fact of the matter is that the Bulls' deepest position is the guard position. But why do I feel like that's the position that has the most questions about its future? Let's just start off with Josh Giddey, right? We don't even know what the Chicago Bulls, if they are going to extend him. That's just kind of in being fair right now, we could say we don't know exactly what's going to happen with Josh Giddey. But I do think that it's a pretty safe bet that Josh Giddey is going to return to the Chicago Bulls. Now, I know they're going to be Wynton always comes up in this, and I don't mean it. I got to make sure that I'm clear in this. I mess with Wynton because he has been here literally. I think he was like subscriber number 3. So he's been riding with me for a long time on the Chicago Bulls Central thing. So when I bring up Wynton Mahorn, it's brotherly type back and forth there. Like that's my guy. Best believe that. So I just want to make that clear. I'm not picking on Wynton ever. I thought about it the other day. Like, people are just casually picking up this podcast. Like, they're probably like, why does he go at Wynton so hard? Wynton, that we have fun there. One thing about Wynton is me and him are going to have conversations, and we're going to have difference of opinions at times, but we're brothers. Wynton got my back. I got Wynton's back. But one thing to get back to that, Wynton's going to be like, oh, but Hayes, we can't guarantee. And he's going to come up with a list of scenarios. But what if Josh Giddey doesn't like Billy Donovan? What if Josh Giddey is tired of leaving and he wants to, all those type of things, which are valid, right? Until Josh Giddey signs a new contract, you can't necessarily just assume he's going to be back. Now, I think he should be back. I think he's shown enough to, especially with the state that the Bulls are in, that the Bulls should bring a 22-year-old talented point guard back, despite what some of the Josh Giddey haters will tell you, right? But we don't know what the future is of Josh Giddey. Kobe White's future outside of the season is in question, right? Trey Jones, again, another player whose contract's up at the end of the season. Javon Carter isn't the answer to anything unless you want to look. I'm going to stop trying to take shots at Javon Carter. But then Lonzo Ball, he does have a two-year contract. The second year is non-guaranteed, so at least he's under contract for one more year, but the Bulls could very well look to move him. If Lonzo shows that he's healthy again for another transaction period, meaning from the start of the season to the trade deadline, I can see teams come knocking for Lonzo Ball. Seems like they're already coming knocking down the stretch, right? But with all of that, why do some of our biggest future questions still sit at the position where we got a gluttony of players at, right? It just is. Io, right? His future's right along there with Kobe. We don't even know if Io's going to be a guard long term into the future because the Bulls play him at small forward just as much as shooting guard nowadays, right? But even with that said, Io's future's up. And I think Io, Giddy, Lonzo, those are the ones that kind of are the most set. I do think that those guys are going to be back. It's seemingly what we've heard as well. But the future for the Chicago Bulls guard position has just as many questions as we do guards on the roster currently. And that's something, some of that is due to fit, right? Like Kobe and Josh Giddey's fit isn't necessarily the best. Io can fit next to anyone, but then what is he going to want on his next contract, right? Kobe, even if you're not worried about the fit thing, which unfortunately this is a team run by Arturis Karnasova, so I can completely see Arturis looking at it and saying, fit? I don't care about fit. We're going to play Josh Giddey and Kobe together until they figure it out, right? So those things, they could have answers there. But I think this just goes back to, it's not just about the talent, right? It's also about how that talent fits together and the vision that you have for that talent. That is one of the most important things. And that's where this team has lacked at for a long time, is not just having the players here, but how do they fit together? And if they don't have the most natural fit together, how are you going to coach them to help kind of overcome some of their shortcomings together and some of the friction points between their fit, right? Those are things that we just have not seen the Bulls really figure out, right? The DeMar DeRozan and Nikola Vucevic fit was always awkward. We had to sit through 3 years of it, right? Now, I think some people have said that the Zach LaVine-DeMar fit was questionable, but I think they figured that out about 2 months, probably not even that long, into their first season together. They pretty much had a solid enough balance, right, to where they were both able to be effective on the court together. So when you look at that guard position, that is a very, very questionable position, not only because of the talent there and the fit of that talent, but then also these guys aren't really locked into the future, right? That we don't have – none of these guys are locked in past the 2026 season. They're just not. Giddey's not right now. Lonzo's not right now. Kobe's not right now. Trey Jones isn't. Io DeSumo isn't. Javon Carter isn't. Like, Kevin Herter isn't, even if you want to count him as a guard, right? Like, we don't have any of these guys that are locked in for the future. And then even if they were, there's still that question about their fit. Enter my next part of the conversation, right? I do think, now, I want to be clear here. I want to see the Bulls go center. I think that the center makes so much sense for the Chicago Bulls to go at when you look at some of the players here, or even power forward. Asa Newell, Kamon Mollowick, Derrick Queen, Danny Wolfe. You got these guys that just make sense to help clear up a position of need for the Chicago Bulls. But as I've said before, many times, I also think depending on where the Bulls end up falling at, that you may need to go best player available. Enter the next part of the conversation that I want to get into. I truly am starting to feel like, right, and this is through conversations with other people, this is through looking at the draft, I am starting more and more to believe that outside of the top four, right, you look at Cooper, Ace, Dylan Harper, VJ Edgecombe, if you look outside of that top four, the player with the highest upside out of any of the guys after that, starting to feel like it's Trey Johnson. And that's really how this is feeling for me with the Chicago Bulls. Now, here's the thing. The Bulls would have to get lottery luck to get it done, right? And with either that or they'd have to lose every game out and hope that either Phoenix or the Brooklyn Nets pass them up, which does not seem like it's going to happen, right? So, unfortunately, it may seem like the Bulls, just by the nature of where they're going to draft at, aren't going to really have a chance at Trey Johnson, right? I don't expect Trey to fall lower than sixth, maybe, and that's pushing it. He can go fourth. Hell, he can go as high as fourth. And depending on the draft combine, maybe he does go in one of the top three picks, depending on how that performs. But I look at Trey Johnson, and this is not me starting my full draft analysis yet, and I see a player that, to me, especially if you are going to re-sign Josh Giddey, to me, Trey Johnson makes the most sense as far as if you're trying to find the player, regardless of position, that has the best chance to turn into a superstar. And I know that that's a lot. You know, you look at his frame, 6'6", 190 pounds, slight of frame. He's going to have to put on some weight at the NBA level. We've seen it done before. And, you know, there's been some conversation on, is he actually 6'6", or he's more like 6'4"-ish, right? But either way, the wingspan, almost a 6'11 wingspan. So he doesn't have the negative wingspan of a player like a Kobe White or even a Josh Giddey, for that matter. And I look at Trey Johnson, and I'm starting to see that right now, I think that his scoring ability, this guy is a special special scorer. His handles, right? His ability to dribble, his quick first step, right? His ability to find his rhythm in pace, and he can break down a defender if you get into one-on-one. Well, that all seems to me like a player that I would love to have next to Josh Giddey and really in on a team regardless, right? And I do think that if the Bulls find themselves in a position where Trey Johnson is on the board when they draft, you got to take a long, hard look at, despite of all the guards that you have on this roster, is he the one that's going to give you the best opportunity to find a star in this draft if those top four guys are already off the board? I've already kind of removed my thought that the Bulls are going to fall in the top four, but let's say that they do, right? Let's say somehow the Bulls get lottery luck and they fall at number four. I do think that you can make a conversation and ask yourself, do you go with like a VJ Edgecombe who doesn't necessarily have the most fit, or Trey Johnson, at that case, if the Bulls find some way to get lucky and get the number fourth overall pick? I think that is that much of a question, right? Now, if Dylan Harper's there, that's the guy I'm drafting. Somehow he falls. But again, I'm trying to go outside the top three guys, right, in this conversation right now. I know that it would raise some serious questions from Bulls fans if on draft night you hear another guard's name called. But I tell you what, I look at Trey Johnson, the 20.6 points per game that he's scoring, the 3.1 rebounds, the 2.7 assists on 44% shooting and 40% shooting from three, taking almost 7 three-pointers per game and almost a steal per game as well. And I look at Trey Johnson as well, and I say, if you can get him to lock in on that defensive side of the ball, I can see a serviceable defender as well on the next level for whatever team drafts him. Trey Johnson is basically Cam Thomas.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
With size, a little bit more defensive ability there, right? Now, there's some question on how much weight he can add with his frame. Of course, you have to ask that, right? And so that's what it comes down to. Like, you look at the catch-and-shoot opportunity, something you like with Josh Giddey. Getting out in pace, something you would like with Josh Giddey. Being able to break a player down if you do get in one-on-one situations because he has those really good rhythm dribbles. This is a player that I absolutely love with. His scoring efficiency is really good as well when you take a look at all of that. This guy right now is a guy that, hey, I get it. You don't want heavy isolation ball, and you're going to have to coach that kind of out of him. But I think that this is a guy right now, and especially one of his weaknesses is his assist-to-turnover ratio at times. You have a point guard like Josh Giddey playing out there with him. I think that Trey Johnson is the guy that if you're talking about the best chance to turn into a star on your team, Trey Johnson's the guy that I'm looking at personally. Again, outside the top three and maybe even in that top four. That's just my personal opinion. As I'm watching more and more tape getting ready for the offseason, Trey Johnson's just a guy that continues to stand out for me, and I would love to see him in a Chicago Bulls uniform. But you got to let me know what you guys think down below, right? If you were to hear somebody like Trey Johnson's name called in the draft, do you see that as the Bulls doubling down on guards yet again? Or do you think that Trey Johnson is somebody that has that star-level upside that would make sense for the Bulls to draft and then figure out the rest of the guards they have on the roster? Let me know what you guys think on that down below. With that said, I did say that as well. I wanted to talk a little bit about the center position, right? And this is a position that, you know, I've always been on the side, since Vooch come here, that I think Vooch has gotten a bad rap in a way, right? I think that the way that he likes to score was taken away from him because he was playing with DeMar DeRozan here on this team. And then once when we started seeing that early in the season, that Vooch was a very efficient player. He was leading the team in scoring as well. And then Vooch kind of got, you know, a little disinterested with the state of the Bulls, it seems like, and his performance started slipping. And since that time, we've seen a player like Zach Collins step up hugely for the Bulls, right? He started 5 games for the Chicago Bulls so far, averaging 13.3 points per game. 8.5 rebounds, 2.6 assists on 55% shooting from the field, right? Not only is he filling in for Nikola Vucevic, he's been thriving in a role where you're playing in an up-tempo. He's not even the most athletic player, but he's the athleticism that he does have over Nikola Vucevic, the ability to move his feet on hedges, those type of things, has been really great for him. You cannot take away from how good Zach Collins has been playing for the Chicago Bulls team. He has been balling. And I love to see the way that he's been playing for this Bulls team, because especially with him having an $18 million contract next year, that's the type of guy that you look at and you say to yourself, hey, we got some depth here, right? And then you look, we haven't had quality big man depth for a long time here, right? We did have Andre Drummond, but it was Andre and Vooch, right? And that was it that we had. If Vooch was down, it was Drummond in and not much behind him. Now Vooch is down, you got Zach Collins in there, but then on top of that, you still got Jalen Smith, who we're going to talk about here in a second, right? When you look at what he's done post-All-Star break, right? Pre-All-Star break, before he joined the Bulls, he was averaging 4.6 points per game on 11 minutes, right? Now he's averaging 28 minutes per game since joining the Chicago Bulls, 14.5 points per game, right? He's doing that on, like I said, the 55% shooting. He's playing extremely well. As a starter, he's averaging almost 16 points per game and 8 rebounds with a block shot, a steal, and almost 2.5 assists. He's playing really well. And then you look at the other center that we have on the roster, Jalen Smith, 24 years old, right? His per 36 minutes are amazing. I don't even really like using that stat overall, but I think that what is going to highlight the point here, when you look at the per 36 stats, right, he's the fourth leading scorer behind Vooch, Kobe, and Zach LaVine, but Zach's gone now. He's the top rebounder at 13.2, and he's the second best shot blocker at 1.7 per game. And the reason why I use the per 36 there is because he's averaging 15.1 minutes per night. That's 12th on the team. And this continues to be a thing under Billy Donovan, where he does not understand how to use it. And the problem with this is that we have some forward depth as well, with Patrick Williams out at that power forward position, right? So we don't really have a really good backup now for Manus Bousilis, who's starting at the four. You can play Zach Collins and Jalen Smith together. You can play those guys together. And it goes back to Billy Donovan not understanding the ebbs and flows of minutes, right? Now, could Jalen Smith's production fall off a little bit with more minutes? Yeah, it could be. But I'll tell you what, and I get it, he's been injured as well, right? That is a thing that has played into this. That's really what opened up Zach Collins being able to even get that starting center position, is because Jalen Smith was also out with injury, and Zach Collins stepped into that and played extremely well, and why take him out of it now, right? But I think when you look at the center position for the Bulls, and the fact that there's so many questions on what the Bulls should do with Nikola Vucevic this year, I think Zach Collins and Jalen Smith have answered that. The Bulls, who are not going to win a lot of games regardless, are perfectly fine without Nikola Vucevic next season. And it's going to be a thing to watch this offseason to see what this team does with Nikola Vucevic. How aggressive are they about moving Nikola Vucevic this offseason? Because at this point, Vucevic is a luxury, and a luxury that we don't really need anymore on this team, right? Because of the place that the team is. And I think that Vooch can go on and be a very productive basketball player for another team. But this goes, again, to see how the Bulls manage assets. You got Vooch under contract for one more year. And why is it that I can honestly see the Bulls letting Vooch's contract just naturally expire, and we're all sitting there wondering, what the hell, right? Now, I get it to a point. You want value back for Vooch. And I was one of the people leading into this trade deadline and said, no, if you can get first-round pick value for Vooch at the end of the first, that's what you should get, because he's playing extremely well. But at some point, you have to move on and take some assets rather than lose it for nothing if that's the place that you're going to be in. And that's what teams are probably waiting the Bulls out for anyway. And I'm going to add into this. As much as I talked about Trey Johnson earlier, if the Bulls do draft a center in this draft, a Derrick Queen, a Kamon Mollowey, if they draft one of these guys in the draft, and you tell me that you can't find a place for Vooch, I get it. Somebody's saying, well, keep Vooch as a mentor. I think sometimes as fans, we overrate how much a player that's still playing and trying to start themselves and wants to win games is truly being a mentor. It's different when you're on a winning team, but when you're on a losing team that you're clearly going younger, I don't know how much Vooch would mentor Kamon Mollowey. I just don't understand. That's what you want your coaches and your development staff for. So I think that you have to look at those things as well. The center, the guard. Right? That's what I wanted to focus on today's episode, because I think these are two positions that we got to look at and try to figure out what the future is going to hold for this team. With the guard, clear out some of that gluttony and actually have guards that you plan on having a future with, right? That's something you have to look out for. And so we'll see what the future holds here for the Bulls in that case and in that scenario. But let me know what you guys think on those two positions down below. The Bulls do have a game today. They have a game against the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic coming into this game 29-34. They're eighth in the Eastern Conference. Despite when Paolo and Franz were down, they actually were able to stay in that top four or five, right? The Orlando Magic's fall has been unfortunate because this is a talented team and a team that's gotten relatively healthy. Yes, they're still missing Mo. They're still missing some other players. Jalen Suggs is down now as well. They've lost four games in a row. So there's that part of it with the Orlando Magic. But here's the thing. This is the Chicago Bulls, and the Bulls have to be prepared for that. If you look at over the last five games, the Orlando Magic have a negative 6.7 net rating, which is 24th in the NBA. They are the 23rd ranked offensive team over that same stretch at 110 offensive rating. Their defense, which was near elite most of the season, has fallen off to the 17th defense in the league per defensive rating. On the season, they have the second best, right? True shooting percentage, 25th. This is a team that's struggling right now, right? And this is the type of game where the Bulls can come into this one and take advantage of a team that's struggling via the heart and hustle that they've played with over the last couple of games. Can the Bulls do that? That's the bigger question here. We'll see how this team comes in prepared. And like in a lot of situations, I'm looking at Billy Donovan and how well he has this coach prepared and coach. And we'll see, right? The Bulls are on the road here. They're going to Orlando for this game. And this could be a big one for the standings as well. Like, as much as people are hoping that the Bulls can find a way to miss the play-in tournament, the Bulls win, like they're firmly right now in the 10th seed. We have a 2.5 game advantage over both the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers, and a 4-game advantage over the Toronto Raptors. We're also 4 games behind the Atlanta Hawks, right? So the Bulls right now are firmly in the 10th seed, right? They have a chance to move up. I don't know if they're going to play well enough to do that. They also aren't, it's not like they have it completely out of the realm that the other teams can catch up with them. The Brooklyn Nets right now, 2.5 games back, but it seems like the Bulls with every win, especially against teams, if they can get a win like the Orlando, against like the Orlando Magic, they're locking themselves in to the play-in. And that just seems what the future is going to hold. But we'll be live tonight, pregame, halftime, and postgame shows all live on the channel. So make sure you guys stay subscribed with us and locked in. Otherwise, you can follow us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.